I'm always reminded it within my mind, and that sounds sort of silly, whereas I wouldn't think of who all was there, but being as silly sounding. Isn't that odd?
What about if there had been a speech that had been made that you hadn't been able to hear?
They talking to them?
I don't think so. You would ask about if I sang.
Hush, Janice. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask.
What all did he say?
Okay. And you say, if no one else will look out for him, you say, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, you say, you better do it
for himself.
And say,
I have used expression for himself, just not for himself. For self. It's just like a three words, you get a one word, for self. I use this too.
Say, if you talk about distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is.
Aren't they loud? And shut your door or go outside. You're louder than I am on there, and she's trying to hear some of the things I'm saying so she can study about it later. Now, this is important. And why do I have to keep reminding you?
What's important for?
Because she has to study it.
What study mean?
She has to learn about it and understand it. Get! You want that on there? Get. Go on now. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to get, you know what? I really need my belt here.
If you're talking about distance, you say, I don't know exactly how far, but it's just a little
further.
Or he lives just a little, what, down the road?
Little ways.
Okay. Do you ever say little piece?
I've heard it a lot, but I think I say little ways more than I would say little piece.
And say if you had been traveling and still had about 300 miles to go, you say you still had a
lot further to go?
Of what to go?
A lot more miles.
Uh-huh. Did you say a fur piece or
a
long
way? No. Long ways, yeah. I'd say long ways. They got a long ways.
Uh-huh.
Not a fur piece, though.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah. No, I've read it, I think, more than I heard it.
Something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place. You say, oh, you can find that just about.
Anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over.
Backwards.
And this way?
Forward.
Okay. And say if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any fish? You might say no.
Not many.
Or what, a one? No.
One or two.
Or did you say not a one or nary a one?
No, I wouldn't say nary a one. I'd say not any or not many.
Did you ever hear that nary?
Yeah.
Is it very common around?
Yeah, I think. Not common, but you hear it. Mm-hmm. Nary. The girl that was here yesterday, she uses a lot of these expressions the one that's sit here, Robbie. I don't know where she's from, but she's from around. But she's been here for years and years and years, yet she still uses these real, like fern, I can't talk the way she does. I'm gonna go on some clothes and a far place, and to me, I would term them as hickish, you know, hicky like back country. Or, she uses a lot of it. I don't think she says yourn, but she might. Hisn, I think she does. Oh yeah, her. She's pretty bad. I mean, you know.
you associate that with being country, though, doesn't it?
Yes, and why, I don't know, because I know, you know, country people. I mean, Chief, and I know I have a lot of friends over there that does not use these terms.
Mm-hmm.
They do not.
you know, when you're plowing,